Lawless? By André Pete. July 26, 2012. From a visitor to this site, I received an email with a list of questions about the Law of Moses. One of them was, approximately, when we as believers in Christ are not under the law, does that not mean lawlessness? The clearest answer to this question I found in 1 Corinthians 9:20 and 21, where Paul writes, 20. I became to the Jews as a Jew, that I should be gaining Jews. To those under law as under law, not being myself under law, that I should be gaining those under law. 21. To those without law as without law, not being without God's law, but legally Christ's, that I should be gaining those without law. Four times the apostle speaks, in verse 21, about without law, gr. Anomia. Did Paul live without law? Indeed, Paul was, what concerned himself, not under the law and could, therefore, easily conform to his pagan gua environment. Remember that during the 1,000 years, from Adam to Moses, all lived without law. Rom 5:14. The law was only given on Mount Sinai, at the time of Exodus, Galatians 3:17. But without law does not mean normlessness. Even though Paul did not live under the law, he was not without God's law, because he writes, I am lit, legally of Christ. Almost no translation that I consulted about this is here to the point, KJV, under the law to Christ NKJV, but under law toward Christ NIV, under Christ's law is, under the law of Christ etc. In contrast, the concordant version rightly translates, legally Christ's, that is, lawfully belonging to Christ. The Greek word in nomos str. 1772 is once more used in Acts 19:39, where it speaks about the lawful assembly. How wonderfully clarifying this makes Paul's statement, I'm legally of Christ, that is, I officially belong to Christ. It is an identity statement. Paul's life was not defined by imposed norms or standards, but by his identity, by who he was. He was the property of the risen Christ, and that gave his life direction and content, Galatians 2:19-20. What an example for us, also in this, to be an imitator of Paul, 1 Cor 1:1. Line of symbols. Translation, Peter Fedima. Copyright André Pyatt, www.goldberry.nl. Return to main index page.